You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 64. We're continuing in the book of Leviticus. We're going to focus on Chapter 13, which talks about rules about skin diseases. And I'm sure back then, many people had different skin diseases, and this will teach you how to deal with them. We're continuing in the book of Mark, and one of the teachers of the law actually admires Jesus and sees that Jesus has some pretty good answers to some great questions. And so he decides to ask him a question of his own. And what's important here is that Jesus answers using scriptures. Although we hear Jesus' voice answering the question, we must not forget that he is referring to Exodus, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus. And since we're going through Leviticus right now, just in case anyone thought that book of the Bible isn't really needed, just remember, when asked which is the most important command, Jesus quotes from it directly. And at the end of chapter 12, we hear a short story about a poor widow putting two small coins in the temple collection box. And I think what's an interesting line here is that Jesus is sitting in the temple, and he's actually watching people put money into the collection box. So just imagine if you were going to church, and Jesus was sitting watching that collection box. Would you give differently? But more important than that is Jesus' reaction to this poor widow who only gives two little coins into the box. Stay with us to find out what he says about her. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Leviticus 13, Rules About Skin Diseases. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron,
"Someone might have a swelling on their skin, or it may be a rash or a bright spot. If the sore looks like the disease of leprosy, the person must be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, the priests."
The following are more detailed instructions from the Lord. The priest must look at the sore on the person's skin. If the hair in the sore has become white, and if the sore seems deeper than the person's skin, it is leprosy. When the priest has finished looking at the person, he must announce that the person is unclean. Sometimes there is a white spot on a person's skin that does not seem deeper than the skin. If that is true, the priest must separate that person from other people for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest must look at the person again. If the priest sees that the sore has not changed and has not spread on the skin, he must separate the person for 7 more days. 7 days later, the priest must look at the person again. If the sore has faded and has not spread on the skin, the priest must announce that the person is clean. The sore is only a rash. After washing the clothes, that person will be clean again. But if the rash spreads over the skin after the person has shown himself to the priest to be made clean again, that person must come again to the priest. The priest must look, and if the rash has spread, he must announce that the person is unclean. The disease is leprosy. Whoever has leprosy must be brought to the priest. He must look at that person. If there is a white swelling on the skin, if the hair has become white, and if the skin looks raw in the swelling, it is leprosy and has been there for a long time. The priest must announce that the person is unclean. He does not have to wait until after a period of separation because he already knows that the person is unclean. Sometimes a skin disease will spread all over a person's body, covering the skin from head to foot. The priest must look at that person's whole body. If the priest sees that the skin disease covers the whole body and that it has turned all the skin white, the priest must announce that the person is clean. But if the skin is raw, that person is not clean. When the priest sees the raw skin, he must announce that the person is unclean. The raw skin is not clean, it is leprosy. If the raw skin changes and becomes white, the person must come to the priest. The priest must look at the person. If the skin has become white, The person who had the infection is clean, and the priest must announce this. Someone might get a boil on their skin that heals over. Then that boil might become a white swelling or a bright white spot with red streaks in it. If this happens, the person must show that spot to the priest. The priest must look at it. If the swelling is deeper than the skin and the hair on it has become white, the priest must announce that the person is unclean. The spot is leprosy that has broken out from inside the boil. But if the priest looks at the spot and there are no white hairs in it, and the spot is not deeper than the skin but is faded, the priest must separate the person for 7 days. If the spot spreads on the skin, the priest must announce that the person is unclean. It is an infection. But if the bright spot stays in its place and does not spread, it is only the scar from the old boil. The priest must announce that the person is clean. Someone might get a burn on the skin. If the raw skin becomes a white spot or a white spot with red streaks in it, the priest must look at it. If that white spot seems to be deeper than the skin, and the hair at that spot has become white, it is leprosy that has broken out in the burn. The priest must announce that the person is unclean. But if the priest looks at the spot, and there is no white hair in the bright spot, and the spot is not deeper than the skin but is faded, the priest must separate the person for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest must look at the person again. If the spot has spread on the skin, the priest must announce that the person is unclean. It is leprosy. But if the bright spot has not spread on the skin but has faded, it is only a scar from the burn. The priest must announce that the person is clean. Someone might get an infection on the scalp or beard. A priest must look at the infection. If the infection seems to be deeper than the skin, and if the hair around it is thin and yellow, the priest must announce that the person is unclean. It is a serious skin disease. If the disease does not seem deeper than the skin, but there is no dark hair in it, the priest must separate that person for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest must look at it again. If the disease has not spread, and there are no yellow hairs growing in it, and the disease does not seem deeper than the skin, the person must shave. But the diseased area should not be shaved. The priest must separate that person for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest must look at it again. If the disease has not spread, and it does not seem deeper than the skin, the priest must announce that the person is clean. After washing those clothes, that person will be clean. But if the disease spreads on the skin after the person has become clean, then the priest must look at the person again. If the disease has spread, the priest does not need to look for yellow hair. The person is unclean. But if the priest thinks that the disease has stopped and black hair is growing in it, the disease has healed. The person is clean, and the priest must announce this. If anyone has white spots on the skin, a priest must look at them. If the spots on that person's skin are dull white, the disease is only a harmless rash. That person is clean. A man might begin to lose the hair on his head. It is only baldness, so he is clean. A man might lose hair from the sides of his head. He is clean. It is only another kind of baldness. But if there is a red and white infection on his scalp, it is a skin disease. A priest must look at him. If the swelling of the infection is red and white and looks like the leprosy on other parts of his body, then he has leprosy on his scalp. The person is unclean. The priest must announce that he is unclean. People with leprosy must warn other people. They must shout, "Unclean! Unclean!" They must tear their clothes at the seams. They must let their hair grow wild, and they must cover their mouth. They are unclean the whole time that they have the infection. They are unclean and must live outside the camp. Some clothing might have mildew on it. The cloth could be linen or wool, woven or knitted, or the mildew might be on a piece of leather or on something made from leather. If the mildew is green or red, it must be shown to the priest. The priest must look at it and put it in a separate place for 7 days. On the 7th day, he must look at it again. It doesn't matter if the mildew is on leather or cloth, or if the cloth is woven or knitted. It doesn't matter what the leather was used for. If the mildew has spread, the object is unclean because of the infection. The priest must burn it. If the priest sees that the mildew did not spread on the object, it must be washed. It doesn't matter if it is leather or cloth, or if the cloth is knitted or woven, it must be washed. He must order the people to wash it. Then he must separate the clothing for 7 more days. After that time, the priest must look at it again. If the mildew still looks the same, the object is unclean. It doesn't matter if the infection has not spread. You must burn that cloth or piece of leather. But if the priest looks at that piece of leather or cloth and the mildew has faded, you must tear the infected spot out of the piece of leather or cloth. It doesn't matter if the cloth is woven or knitted. But the mildew might come back to that piece of leather or cloth. If that happens, the mildew is spreading and the object must be burned. But if the mildew did not come back after washing, that piece of leather or cloth is clean, whether the cloth was woven or knitted. These are the rules for mildew on pieces of leather or cloth, whether the cloth is woven or knitted. Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 44. Which command is the most important? One of the teachers of the law came to Jesus. He heard Jesus arguing with the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He saw that Jesus gave good answers to their questions. So he asked him,
"Which of God's commands is the most important?"
Jesus answered, "The most important command is this. People of Israel, listen. The Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second most important command is this. Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself." "These two commands are the most important," the man answered.
"That was a good answer, teacher. You are right in saying that God is the only Lord and that there is no other God. And you must love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. And you must love others the same as you love yourself. These commands are more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices we give to God."
Jesus saw that the man answered him wisely. So he said to him, "You are close to the kingdom of God." And after that time, no one was brave enough to ask Jesus any more questions. Jesus was teaching in the temple area. He asked, "Why do the teachers of the law say that the Messiah is the son of David? With the help of the Holy Spirit, David himself says,
'The Lord God said to my Lord, sit by me at my right side, and I will put your enemies under your control.'"
Here, David himself calls the Messiah Lord. So how can he be David's son? The huge crowd loved hearing Jesus teach. Jesus continued teaching. He said, "Be careful of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around wearing clothes that make them look important. They love it when people greet them with respect in the marketplaces. They love to have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. But they cheat widows and take their homes. Then they try to make themselves look good by saying long prayers. God will punish them greatly." Jesus sat near the temple collection box, watched as people put money into it. Many rich people put in a lot of money. Then a poor widow came and put 2 very small copper coins worth less than a penny. Jesus called his followers to him and said, "This poor widow put in only 2 small coins. The truth is, she gave more than all those rich people. They have plenty, and they gave only what they did not need. This woman is very poor, but she gave all she had. It was money she needed to live on." Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 to 29. Stay away from other men's wives.
"My son, remember your father's command, and don't forget your mother's teaching. Remember their words always. Tie them around your neck and keep them over your heart. Let this teaching lead you wherever you go. who will watch over you while you sleep, and when you wake up, will give you good advice. Your parents give you commands and teachings that are like lights to show you the right way. This teaching corrects you and trains you to follow the path to life. It stops you from going to an evil woman and protects you from the smooth talk of another man's wife. Don't let her beauty tempt you, and don't let her eyes capture you. A prostitute might cost a loaf of bread, but the wife of another man could cost you your life. If you carry hot coals in your lap, your clothes will be burned. If you step on one, your feet will be burned. If you have sex with another man's wife, you will be punished.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 64. Join us for day 65. We'll be covering Leviticus chapter 14. You heard about skin diseases. Now you get to hear about the rules for cleansing those people who have skin diseases. This also includes rules for offerings that must accommodate people with skin diseases. And as a bonus, you'll get to hear rules for what to do when you have mildew in your house. And in the book of Mark, Jesus gives a warning about the future and will start explaining in detail to his followers what it will be like in the last days. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.